League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
St. Patrick's Day is here, and if you're like 65% of Americans, you are celebrating by not drinking. Raven, I know that's what you were going to say.
I don't do any drinking on St. Patrick's Day. I don't even leave my house.
No, it's by eating traditional foods. Yes. Raven, producer Justin, I know you're going to love this. The most popular dishes for St. Patrick's Day, corned beef and cabbage, fish and chips, and corned beef on rye. But there is a small percentage of people that say they make carne asada, which I'm not really sure why. That doesn't really have anything to do with anything.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I know that you've been working really hard, Justin, because you've been preparing for this for days.
Yep, about 10 days. Every year, it's been a tradition of mine. I corn my own beef, and it takes about 10, 12 days to corn properly, and then I cook it, and I just have a giant slab of corned beef every St. Patrick's Day.
Now, coming up later on the show today, Chef Plum is going to be coming on to talk about how to make corned beef in, like, I think it's like 8 hours or 3 hours or something like
he
that.
He does a slow cooker.
Yeah, he does it quickly. But for you, that does the elongated, full of flavor. Like, what did you do?
Well, a corned beef, for all intents and purposes, is just one brisket. It's just one big slab of meat.
Okay.
And it's the corning process that makes it corned beef. And it just goes in with a chemical called sodium nitrite. And that's what gives it that distinctive color, the corning process. It's a preservative.
Okay.
It's totally natural. It's it's not like salt. You don't want to eat it like that. So it sits in a brine for 10 to 12 days. So the brine has got sodium nitrite. It's got cinnamon and cloves and salt and pepper and nutmeg and allspice, all kinds of stuff.
I mean, who knew that Justin was so into all this stuff?
Oh, he's a renaissance man. When they first started doing this, is this a way of preservation? Like, is it so we can make the meat go all the way from one ocean to the next, right?
That's right, yes. Form of preservation. Keep the meat better for longer, ship journeys or prison stays or what have you.
The neurovirus was a real problem back in the day, Anna.
Clearly.
Not sure if you knew, right? Yeah. No refrigerators, tough go.
So now just 10 days it stays like that, and now what are you going to do today? It's like, it's birth? You're going to birth it?
Comes out, and then it goes into an oven for a nice slow cook. If I had my barbecue smoker set up, I've barbecued them in the past, and the real old-fashioned hickory wood smoke on it, but who's got that kind of time these days?
Are you keeping it in one of those Gatorade coolers?
I've got a big 5-gallon igloo cooler, yeah. And for the past week, every other day, I've gone in and dumped another 2-3 pounds of ice in there. I got the spigot so I could drain out the old water and ice, and I refresh the ice in there.
Is it sitting on your porch? You showed me a photo. Okay, right. Yeah. So I mean, nobody has been attracted to this. No bears, foxes, anything has come along.
Squirrels.
No.
Mice.
Nothing.
Nothing like that.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I keep a pretty close eye on it, and my ring cam does the rest for me.
That is a dedication to St. Patrick and meat, I guess.
It's not that shocking, actually.
It's time to play Guess That Bagpipe.
All right.
Here we go. All right, Raven. Producer Julie.
Yes.
You will go head-to-head against each other. I will play a popular song played by, you guessed it, bagpipes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
If you would like to ring in, Julie, you will use the bell. That's it. Raven will use the squeaky dog toy. Whoever gets the most right wins Guess That Bagpipe.
Here we go.
Yeah. High-end stuff we're doing here today.
All right.
All right.
Are you ready?
Kill the music. Ready?
Okay, go.
Here's number one. Julie.
That's Don't Stop Believing.
It sure is.
Oh, yeah.
It sure is. Congratulations. I mean, Raven, are you serious? Did you throw that one?
I wasn't sure.
You, okay. All right.
I wasn't sure.
It was the bagpipes.
The only thing I recognize is bagpipes is like AC/DC.
Number two.
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh, what is it?
You guys.
Wait, that was hard.
AC/DC?
No.
Oh, man.
Take me home.
I just, I'm never picture John Denver with bagpipes. Well, it's really hard for me to make that translation. All right.
No points are awarded to either team.
All right, I'm going to get this one.
What's next?
Here we go.
I hope so.
I hope it's AC/DC. Why is a person screaming?
Why would a person be screaming during that? Guys, you're terrible at Guess That Bagpipe.
Is it AC/DC?
Oh! It's the theme to Jurassic Park.
Right, okay.
It's the theme to Jurassic Park.
Ding, 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 ding.
No.
I mean,
this is honestly a really sad showing.
I mean, who would have ever had Jurassic Park playing on bagpipes?
I mean, you heard it. It was actually great.
What parade were they doing that at? I'm just so confused, and that guy was pumped.
All right, this is an easy one.
He was like, whoa!
Okay, ready? Oh. Yes, Julie.
Africa.
Yes, I will accept that answer. Parade.
Yeah, all right. You got that.
Yes.
My jam.
Is there going to be an AC/DC one in this?
I don't know, Raven.
Oh,
I mean, obviously, at this point, Julie is beating you 2-0, which is not how I thought this game was going to go. All right, next. Yes, Raven.
Star Wars.
Thank God.
He's on the board.
Right. I mean, at one point,
I'm sweating over here.
Why are you so sweaty right now?
Oh, my God.
Yes. That was Bagpipes.
I mean, still, okay.
By Star Wars. All right, ready? Next one.
Ooh. All right.
Wait.
Yes. Come on.
It's Taylor Swift. It's, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
With AC/DC.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Ironically, I eliminated AC/DC.
Tie score.
Yeah, it was a tie score.
Oh, it comes down to this.
Hold on. I deleted one. I don't know which one it is. It's going to be. We're going to find out.
The answer is
AC/DC. We're going to find out. Ready? Let's see if either of you know this one.
Here we go.
What is that?
That's AC/DC.
Oh, it sure is.
Oh, yeah. Finally. I am the champion. Thank you. I knew all of them. It was really impressive.
Raven
actually
didn't know any. I don't even know how. It was the biggest comeback of all time.
It's just such a. It's a hard correlation for me.
Can't be. Raven just got interesting.
Yep.
St. Patrick's Day is here. Joining us, it's the Girl Scouts to see just how much they know about St. Patrick. Amelia, if you caught a leprechaun, what's the first thing you'd ask it for?
Money.
Money. A solid answer. And what would you do with all the money that it gave you? How much money would the leprechaun give you?
1,000 coins.
Nice.
1,000 coins.
Coins could be worth anything.
That's
They're
true.
Gold coins, Anna. Mm-hmm. They could be really old, rare coins.
1,000 gold coins. What's the first thing you're buying?
Slime.
Good. Aubrey, do you think leprechauns are fast runners or do you think they just teleport to escape?
Fast runners.
It's really hard to catch a leprechaun. Aubrey, if you were going to race this leprechaun, right, what would be the outfit you're wearing?
Probably a Taylor Swift shirt.
Taylor Swift shirt. Always a smart idea.
Really fast in those.
Yeah.
Yeah, really fast.
Yeah.
Harper, if I put you in charge of catching a leprechaun, how would you do it?
Gonna ask my grandpa to drop off my go-kart.
Oh, it's a go-kart.
Did you say ask my grandparents to drop off a go-kart? Now that is what I like to call good thinking right there.
I mean, we've been hearing about how fast they are.
Get that go-kart. Have you ever driven the go-kart before?
Yes. My grandpa's neighbor found it at a park, and my grandpa's neighbor was going to throw it out, but Opa wanted to give it to me.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Grandpa immediately decided, nope, that's an investment we need. And this, I love your grandpa.
And let me guess that your mom was like, this isn't coming to my house. And your grandpa was like, don't worry, we'll keep it here.
Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah, you can use it when you're over here with Grandpa.
Yeah.
I love that. Wow, Harper, that's cool.
Yeah. Campbell, if a leprechaun had a pet, what kind of pet would it be?
In the Lucky Charms thing, it's usually a unicorn.
Well, right, a unicorn.
Last year, I tried to catch the leprechaun. Mm. I gave him candy, but he flipped over the bed that I made for him.
He flipped it over? Yeah. I mean, they're really sneaky, these leprechauns.
I made a bed, and then he went...
Wait a minute, didn't you just get a new puppy?
Yeah. Rocky?
Do you think the leprechaun's going to be able to get away from Rocky this year? What do you think?
I think he's going to eat him.
You think Rocky's going to eat the leprechaun?
Yeah, sometimes.
I mean, sometimes it happens.
Sometimes.
It happens.
We had a cereal box. Mm-hmm. It's like a football field, so I want to put that with the house.
Okay. All right. Smart.
You're sure to get him this time.
Yeah.
As long as Rocky doesn't team up with him.
Kaylee, if you had a magic shamrock that granted wishes, what would be your first wish?
To talk to animals.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good yeah. one.
What would be the first thing that you would say to the animals that you could talk to?
Hello.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Get dusty there.
Right. Raven would also like a magic shamrock so he could talk to his dogs.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yes.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
This is going to make me cry.
All right. Lainey, how about you? You had a magic shamrock that granted wishes. What would be your wish?
To fly.
Where would you fly to?
I would fly to heaven to see everybody.
Oh.
Now look.
Oh.
That's
a nice answer. Okay.
Is my cat dying?
All right, that's enough for the two of you. You're over here handing out awards.
That's nice.
Over here.
Yeah. Nora, if you could put anything at the end of the rainbow instead of gold, what would you put there?
Good question.
A pot of kittens.
A pot of kittens? Oh, they'd be so cuddly. I could see it. I could picture it in my mind.
You know, there's definitely a theme going here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's a lot of pet talk here with the brownies. I appreciate that.
Charlotte, how about you? What are you putting at the end of the rainbow?
A pot of kittens.
Also kittens. Universally.
We agree.
Right.
We agree.
More with the Girl Scouts coming up next. St. Patrick's Day is here. And when you need the truth about the leprechauns and everything St. Patrick, who do you go to? Troop 60776. The Girl Scouts are here. All right, so let's say for St. Patrick's Day, you're only allowed to eat green food. What would you eat?
I would eat green beans and steamed broccoli.
Nice. That is like
broccoli.
A diet. That's my every Monday when I start over.
It's good.
That's
it. It's good for you.
Charlotte, how about you?
Broccoli and green cereal.
Maddie, what do you think would happen if a leprechaun lost their pot of gold? What would they do?
Go to the end of a rainbow.
Right, they know where to find it.
It's the last place you left it.
Right,
it's exactly. Like, where'd you have your phone last?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you put your keys down?
Mm-hmm. Eloise, if you had to trick a leprechaun before he tricked you, what would you do?
I think I would trick him with cookies.
Cookies? You would lure him in with cookies. You know who else that would work with? Raven. That would work with Raven if you wanted to lure him in.
Yeah, you got to watch out. You know, if I ever see a trail of cookies, it's not like I'm not going to pick those cookies up. But you have to expect at some point, Anna, you're going to come across a hole that's been dug for you. Be careful. Be very careful.
Maddie, if you had to eat a giant potato or a tiny cabbage, which would you choose?
Tiny cabbage.
Oh, I immediately thought about a giant baked potato and wanted to bury my face in it. Amelia, what do you think leprechauns do for fun?
Steal gold.
Steal gold?
Yeah.
Who do you think they steal it from?
The leprechaun trap.
I feel like if you're stealing gold, you're getting it from anywhere you can get it. Pawn shop, grandma's jewelry box, anything. Leprechauns, they're sneaky, right? St. Patrick's Day, they're active. They know everybody else is out doing something, so that's when they're in.
What do you think leprechauns wear?
A green t-shirt and a green vest.
Green vests, yeah.
Vest will get you a lot of places. Looks professional.
I think vests are making a comeback
they
in
are.
General. Yeah.
Yep.
Kylie, if you were going to trap a leprechaun, how would you do it?
With a trap.
What kind of trap?
Rainbow.
Carmella, how about you? If you're going to trap a leprechaun, how are you doing it?
Sticky tape.
Sticky tape and rope. If you give a leprechaun enough time, they're going to figure their way out of it. Like, it's like your dog if you close him in the bathroom or something. He'll eat his way out of there if he needs to.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a leprechaun is the same way. They're kind of slippery.
Do you think leprechauns are nice, Carmella?
Sometimes.
You think you can make a deal with a leprechaun? Like, let's say you and a leprechaun. No, no deals.
Oh.
Okay, no deals.
There's no deals with leprechauns.
I mean, I was thinking maybe there'd be some sort of exchange or something. We can both go up on our merry way. Nope. This is us till the end.
Mm-hmm. Do you think a leprechaun would be a good best friend or a terrible best friend?
Terrible.
Terrible? Why?
They're liars. Everybody knows that.
Because they're a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leprechaun's a lie.
You saw a leprechaun in your house. What would you do?
Trap it.
How? Okay, so you're going to trap it with Stippy Tape. Now you got it. You've got it in your arms. You've got your claws on this leprechaun. What are you going to do with it?
Throw it out.
Throw it out. In the garbage you go. Goodbye, leprechaun.
I might escape.
Well,
be right there. It's somebody else's problem.
She said, flush it down the toilet.
Flush it down the toilet.
It is St. Patrick's Day. What are you eating and drinking that's green today? Trending is powered by Cricket. Need a new phone? Switch to Cricket and get a Samsung Galaxy A15 5G for free. It's all the latest and greatest tech plus super fast 5G service. Welcome to Cricket Nation. So, we are celebrating the patron saint of Ireland, St. Patrick, today. New York, Atlanta, and Phoenix are all hosting their parades today, but if you're looking for the best city to celebrate St. Pat's, they ranked Boston at the top of the list, which is not surprising whatsoever.
Yeah,
right?
That makes some sense, right? Mm-hmm. It's usually like Boston, Chicago. Those are big cities for it.
Funny enough.
What?
So I was in Chicago this past weekend, and I'll talk about it in a second. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
You had a wonderful time.
No. I did have a wonderful time. I actually was there for our anniversary. But I've never seen so many people gather for a St. Patrick's Day parade. And, you know, of course, when you go to the big cities, there's a lot of people there.
Sure.
But this was like nothing I'd ever seen before.
Have you ever seen Boston on St. Patrick's Day?
I haven't. That's it. But coming in number two on the list of the best cities to celebrate, Reno. And number three, Savannah. Chicago didn't even crack the top five.
I haven't been
New York, you know, or New York for that matter.
I haven't been through Reno on a holiday before. It's definitely a fun little town, so I could see them doing. But Charleston,
what
Savannah? Savannah,
yeah.
Okay, I mean, all right.
Yep.
Surprising. I don't think of them as having a large Irish contingent.
Well, Savannah, oddly, is the seventh oldest parade, their St. Patrick's parade, in the history of the United States.
Wow.
So I guess it just has so much history and so much behind it that's why it has such a crowd.
You said Atlanta, too, is on the list?
No, Reno. So Chicago dyed their river green this past weekend, and I was thinking about it because as I was there, there was this woman who was clearly had too many Guinness.
Yeah.
And she was standing on top of one of the bridges, and for some reason, she was so mad at New York, and she was like, "What do you got on us, New York? We dye our river green."
Were you wearing a New York shirt or anything?
No, of course not. I was just there, just yelling at people,
shouting randomly at people.
Yeah, New York's got nothing on us.
To hell with you, New York.
River.
Seems weird.
Yeah,
seems weird.
It was fascinating to watch them actually dye the river, though, because it's all these boats that go up and down, and there's these people in full hazmat suits, even though they say it's all natural.
Yeah, it's totally safe. Totally safe, right?
They're just spraying in the river,
Seem scary, right?
It was interesting to watch, and I thought in my mind it started at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
At 10:03, the river's green. Like, right. That's how I'm like yelling at my husband. I'm like, "Get out of the hotel room. We got to go. We're going to miss it.
Yeah.
It takes like an hour and a half to do.
Okay.
We're going to miss anything. But you can't even get close. Like, you have to go up and watch it from like the buildings because it's
because there's so many people. Yeah.
It was a wild crowd. But also, top green foods to eat and drink today. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've seen green beer and green bagels before. That seems to be part of the norm. But green lemonade, Kansas is really into that this year.
All right.
Top things that are being Googled is green Jell-O shots. That's huge in Georgia, Virginia, and Kentucky, and I'm going to bet a whole bunch of other states as well.
Makes sense.
Irish margaritas in Texas. I'm not really sure what an Irish margarita is, but I'm willing to give it a try. Take one for the team.
Guessing it's Irish whiskey.
Yep. And in Arizona, they're eating green spaghetti.
Oh.
It's probably just pesto.
Okay.
Which is fine.
Yeah. I mean, no matter how you're celebrating, you're doing it well.
Yeah, exactly. If you're wearing green today, you're on the right track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My 6-year-old had a bird poop on her twice in a week last summer.
Oh.
And now I'm certain that she's going to win the lottery one day.
Yeah, if only.
Superstitions. There's a lot of superstitions in the luck of the Irish on St. Patrick's Day. And 38% of people say they have lucky charms. And I believe in things like if a bird goes to the bathroom on you or your car, it brings money. I believe that you don't walk under ladders.
So wait a minute.
All those things.
Lucky charms as far as like a situation of happenstance or lucky charms like they're carrying something. Because it's wild to me to think that 40% of people in America carry something that they think makes them lucky.
They do. They do. They have lucky charms.
I have nothing like that whatsoever. And I would never even think to have something like that.
If you listen to this list, though, it might make a little more sense to you. So the top 10 lucky charms in Ireland, and I think it's very similar for here in America. Number one is you have a lucky number. You don't have a lucky number tattooed on you, Raven?
Yeah, but,
you
know, I was 17 years old and that was my first tattoo. That was just dumb.
Number
I mean, it's
two,
a lucky number, but okay.
A lucky bracelet. And number four actually is a ring. Number three is a coin, lucky coin. And I see the jewelry part. Like there's pieces of jewelry that I wear every single day because they belong to my grandmother or they have a special meaning to me. And in my mind, that makes me lucky. So
I mean, I've tried to do this. Like, when I played poker all the time, like, in casinos, like, a lot of people would have, like, a talisman almost. Like,
sure.
A token with them or something
yes.
like that. I never could do that.
Yeah. No, I have a lucky magic rock right here. That
yeah,
when
you leave it right here. You don't leave with it. It's just here at work.
Sometimes I have a couple of them. The witches gave them to me in Salem.
Look at you rubbing it.
You have to rub it for good luck, or it doesn't work, I think. I need the energy from the magic rock.
All right. It's been here the last, I don't know, 4 years, but okay.
I'm going to skip the number 5 most lucky charm in Ireland, because right. You probably have a good guess on what that is. Number 6 is ladybugs. When people see ladybugs, they think it brings good luck.
All right.
Lucky socks. I know plenty of people that have lucky socks. Number 8.
I don't have a pair of those either.
Really? Maybe you don't have good luck because you don't have any of these things. Horseshoes. I have many home in my home.
Yeah.
I would say over 3 doors, I have horseshoes.
How many horses have you had?
I've had 0 horses in my life.
0 horses.
Yeah, right. But the horseshoes, yeah. That's different.
For all you know, that horse broke its leg and died with that shoe on. You don't know where you got that shoe.
Top lucky charms. People have lucky underwear. It's true.
I don't.
Yeah. See, maybe you should get a pair. What are you waiting for? These are the things we need. But the one thing that's missing on this list, the top lucky charms. Heather, what do you have?
About a month ago, I was doing some early spring cleaning, and I found a 4-leaf clover that I found when I was a kid in one of the books that I had.
Oh.
What do they call that? Leaf pressing?
Yeah.
Pressing?
I guess flower pressing.
You know, when my grandmother passed away, I used to love National Geographic when I was younger. I loved the pictures. And unbeknownst to me, that was with one grandmother. I used to read them all the time. Well, the other grandmother used to go through them as well, and the pictures, and she had all these pressings, leaves, flowers, all these things. She handed them off to my mom before she passed. For me, it was like, great, a stack of new magazines, but wisely so. I flipped through them just to see if there was anything like earmarked or anything like that. And I found all these pressings. It's like every time I open one up, it's almost like holding her hand because she actually touched those things.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it's a lost art. No, nobody even gets textbooks or big books anymore. You read everything on your phone.
Right.
You know, so when's the last time you pressed a flower? You had a childhood 4-leaf clover that you had pressed that you were holding on to, and being able to find it all those years later.
Right.
That's awesome.
Like, I'm sure you forgot
so cool.
it, right?
Like, it
until you
extra
saw it.
Lucky.
Yeah. And just in time for St. Patrick's Day. Nice.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's number 5 on the list of top 10 lucky charms. Do you have a lucky charm or a superstition that you go by? Luck of the Irish, St. Patrick's Day. 38% of Americans say they have something they do or something that they carry that brings them luck.
Wild to me. I don't carry anything.
There's so many things I do that when I start thinking about it, it makes me sound like a crazy person.
For sure.
Yeah. Jackie, what do you have?
Yeah. The day before New Year's Eve, our family tradition, allegedly Japanese, because I'm Japanese.
Okay.
We don't do anything the day before New Year's Eve. So on New Year's Day, everything has to be done.
Yeah.
Because whatever you do on New Year's Day, you do the rest of the year.
So
you pay all your bills
okay.
on New Year's Eve. You got to get your house clean. And so you do nothing New Year's Day. Just relax.
Oh, okay. I thought I had it backwards. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Either way. So you do nothing.
Yeah.
Patty, you sound very Irish. Do you have a lucky charm or some superstition that you follow?
I have a lucky charm. I'm actually Greek, and I have a little relic from a saint.
Okay.
That is, they wrap it up, and I keep it on me always.
Oh, really?
Carry everywhere you go.
How large is this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's about like an inch, and I always keep it in my purse.
Okay. Right. It's amazing the amount of things that we carry in our purses or bags or whatever. So, I mean, adding one little talisman like that, I guess, isn't the end of the world.
I think religious things are a huge thing that people carry with them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I hope it brings you luck today and every day moving forward.
Thank you. Same to you all.
Okay. Walter, how about you? What's your lucky charm?
Oh, I have this handkerchief. And, like, I mean, who carries a handkerchief? But I got it from my grandmother, and I think it was a little kid, and my nose was running, and she gave me this handkerchief, but I hung on to it for a little while. It has a picture of a pot of gold on it, and I happened to bring it with me to my first job interview, and I got the job, and I thought, okay, coincidence, but every single job-related interview or promotion discussion, I've had that thing in my pocket, and it always went in my favor. I don't know, coincidence or good luck?
Wait a minute. So this first job that you remember getting with this handkerchief, how old were you? Out of college, what?
Yes, out of college in a grocery store, so maybe not that big a deal, but hey, I don't know. It counts.
If I see you in the modern era and you've got a handkerchief that's like kind of like falling out of your pocket, I'm seeing it, you're not getting the job as far as I'm concerned.
Handkerchiefs in general are disgusting when you think about
it. Oh, my God.
Like, when's the last time you washed your handkerchief? You just pull that out, wipe your nose, and then put it back in your pocket. But
terrible, right? You would do that with nothing else on the planet. You would throw anything else out.
But I have a handkerchief that's special to me. It was from a co-worker who had passed away years ago. Uh-huh. And I mean, I don't wear it, but I keep it in my drawer. And every
do you
once
blow
in
your
a while.
Nose on it?
No, I definitely don't blow boogers in it. Yeah. I definitely just.
Did
I'll
you
go,
keep their
I'll
boogers in it?
No, I don't think her boogers are on it.
All right.
No. Be all right if it was. They are.
Yeah, that's something. I mean, again, if it's lucky, that's great.
Yep.
As long as it's clean. But don't let me see it.
Carol, your lucky charm, what is it?
I have a platinum diamond pendant that I take with me everywhere. Job interviews everywhere, and I just make sure. And sometimes I clutch it.
I think a lot of people have religious artifacts as their lucky charms.
Like Vin Diesel in Fast and the Furious.
Oh, he also has one?
Yes, he has a platinum cross.
Yeah.
Diamonds in it.
I think jewelry in general, you have things that are passed down to you or you obtain and you consider them to be special.
Vin Diesel didn't pass it down to you, did he?
Did he?
No, he didn't. I wish.
You're either a Vin Diesel type or you're not. Now we know she is.
What exactly is a Vin Diesel type?
My wife likes Vin Diesel.
Okay. I do too.
Yeah, see?
Do you ask somebody to be your leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day? Raven, producer Julie, producer Justin, there was a viral video on TikTok that showed a woman who secretly videoed a conversation she had with her boyfriend, where she asked him, how come you haven't asked me to be your leprechaun? Because you asked me to be your Valentine.
Right.
And everybody liked it and thought it was crazy. So we thought we would do exactly the same. And here's the conversation with my husband. And Julie, I have to say, when I listen to our audio, we sound like weirdos. The way we talk to our to our significant others, we sound like complete weirdos.
I have a serious question for you, though.
What?
Why haven't you asked me to be your leprechaun?
You want the leprechaun already?
You didn't ask me. You asked me to be your Valentine. You never asked me to be your leprechaun.
Because I caught you on Where's My Pot of Gold.
What?
You don't ask somebody to be your leprechaun. You catch the leprechaun and they give you a pot of gold.
So did you catch me or you didn't catch me yet?
Maybe I didn't catch you yet.
What a weirdo.
Where did you ask him?
I mean,
he sounds like he's like... half asleep.
Well, no, it was true. It was, we were like out all day.
Yeah.
We walked like 7 miles and we just went back to rest a little bit before dinner and he's stretching.
Right.
And that's
right,
we're having
that
the conversation.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's stretching.
And he's like, no, you catch a leprechaun. You don't ask to be your leprechaun.
Yeah.
And then Julie.
I'm kind of mad at you though.
Why are you mad?
Because you didn't ask me to be your leprechaun yet.
What? That's not a normal thing.
Yes.
No.
You didn't ask me to be your Valentine, and now you haven't asked me to be your leprechaun.
I've never heard anyone ask.
Would you ask me to be your leprechaun?
Sure. Will you be my leprechaun?
Feels fake.
Did you say that's sick?
That's
I
fake.
Said it feels fake. Right. Feels fake.
No.
Oh.
I mean, keep in mind that this is the same guy that she was telling a week ago that you were crying to because you weren't going to be best friends in heaven if one of you died.
Yeah.
Right. And then he assured her that, no, we'll be fine. We'll be best friends in heaven, too.
Yep.
Aaron's like, he's here for all of it.
He's just like, whatever.
All the conversation. Like,
whatever you say, Julie.
And how come when we talk to our loved ones, we all of a sudden talk like this? Like there's something wrong with us.
We have languages.
Yeah, seriously. And then, Justin, you took the opposite approach. Mm.
But I have to ask you, will you be my leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day?
No.
Why not?
No.
Why?
No.
It's like a Valentine.
No, thank you.
Well, you already bring me rainbows and luck and pots of gold, so why don't you just make it official and be my leprechaun?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Brick wall. I got stone.
Feels that she's being trapped there.
Yeah.
Something weird about it.
Yeah. Mm.
Babe, I have something very serious and special to ask you. I just want to know, will you be my leprechaun?
No.
You won't be my leprechaun?
Leprechauns are creepy.
You don't want to be my leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day?
No, leprechauns are creepy. What is this about?
What is this about?
What
she
is
immediately
about?
Gets like, right? Like, she's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Why are you misbehaving? I also asked you this.
If you had to catch a leprechaun, how would you do it?
With golden beer?
Golden beer.
That's how she,
that's
I
what
mean,
my wife is doing today.
Seems like the right answer.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know if any of us got the correct answer. They all seemed confused. St. Patrick's Day, and the one thing a lot of people are going to be looking for today, corned beef. But how do you make it, and how do you make it delicious? Chef Plum, you can find him online at Chef Plum. Listen to his podcast, Plum Love Foods, wherever you get your podcasts. Plum, are you making this for your family today?
You know, I might. I'll tell you what. Corned beef is one of those things where I feel like it's an amazing thing to make once a year. Does that make sense?
Yes, because it's the only time I'd make it is on St. Patrick's Day.
We have it multiple times throughout the year. St. Patrick's Day, like it could be a premium right there. I love it. When it's done right, one of my favorite dishes. And great in a crock pot, too.
Well, that's funny, because that's exactly where I was going to go, Raven. Nice. I was doing it in a crock pot. It's an easy way to do it, and it works out great every single time. I think the key thing with it is you got to make sure you do the corning part of it. That's what they call it, which is basically a brine, right? Very, very important. So most of the corned beef you buy will come with these little packets of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
That little packet of stuff has salt, some coriander. It just has little spices in it. You want to mix that with some liquid, right? A lot of people use water, which is fine. You can use beef broth, which also works great. You want to soak that whole piece of brisket in that mixture for 24 hours at least. Let it sit overnight. It just adds so much flavor. It works by osmosis, they call it. You know, it's pushing out moisture and sucking in more moisture, so it gets that moisture from the liquid that it's in, so it gets more flavor. Does that make sense? There's a lot of science in food, sorry.
No, that makes a lot of sense, but it's something I've certainly never done before, which explains why my corned beef has sucked every time I've made it. But when you bathe it in that mixture, do you store it in the crock pot itself and like take out the insert and put it in the refrigerator? How do you do it?
Never thought about that. What a great way to do it, because that's about the right size, too. That's a good way to do it. Usually, I'll put it in like a big pot. Yeah, but using that insert, that's a really good idea. I didn't think about that.
Well, I'm a genius. I'll try that. Okay.
Yeah,
so
soak
it for 24 hours. Make sure you use the packet, and you can use beef broth instead of water, add more flavor, and that's it.
Yeah, so then I'm going to remove it from that container that I've got it in, right? Dry it off, and then this is where I do a little bit different than everybody else. I have spread mustard across the entire piece of meat, all across the whole thing, right? I'm going to then take it and put it into my crock pot, put it on low. I'll pour a little beef broth in there. Sometimes you throw a little carrots, but the key thing is I like to put it with cabbage in the same container. So I take like Napa cabbage or a head of just, you know, white cabbage or even purple cabbage, tear it by hand, or I'll just cut it into like really, really rough pieces, put it right on top, close it up, close that vent on top of it, which is pretty cool, and just let it ride. Let it ride for a while. It's awesome. You can throw carrots in there too, little potatoes in there, whatever you want to do, but you don't have to. Sometimes my family doesn't like it all cooked together. You know, they want it separately. And let it ride all day long, and it comes out so delicious, and you can slice it. Let me tell you what, a corned beef sandwich is one of my favorite things to make. It's one of my favorite things to get out of this whole thing. You get corned beef sandwiches, you know?
Follow-up question. Is the mustard yellow mustard, spicy brown mustard, Grey Poupon, or something else?
Offer a variety when you're serving it. I'm just going to say that.
Honey mustard.
He's right about that. When you do serve it, you definitely want to put a little. There's a beer mustard I really like. It's called lager mustard. It's delicious. Good stuff. But no, I would use like a whole grain mustard, something like that. I mean, this has got to go. You figure 8 to 10 hours. So you want to make sure that you start this at appropriate time. You don't start at noon. I think you're going to have it for 5 o'clock dinner. It's not going to work.
Okay. Yeah. So 12 hours on low is really what you're looking for.
You don't want it to get dried out.
Yeah, very important. I would go definitely. Or you start on low for a couple hours and then finish it on high when you get home, something like that, just to kind of, either way, yeah, for sure. You definitely want to let it give it lots of time. Very important.
Problem, I'm always a mustard seed guy and a Narragansett beer in there, but that's just me.
I think that's a great idea, too. Nothing wrong with that.
Plum Love Foods, that's his podcast. You can listen to Chef Plum wherever you get your podcasts or follow him on Instagram, Chef_Plum. Thank you, Plum.
All right, let's eat some corned beef.
One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is powered by Cricket. Switch to Cricket and get 4 lines for $25 a month each. It's a family plan, it's a friend's plan, it's a whoever you want to share with plan. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Jim and Tamara. Tamara, let's start with you. What's going on?
Oh, my God. So my husband has this collection. He collects all these crazy things, odd things from all over the place. And the one thing that's bothering me the most is these clown mask that he has in his office. We're expecting, I'm pregnant. our baby's going to be here soon. And I just want to revamp that whole office, and he's got a problem with it. I don't know what to do, but I just want to take the mask and throw them away. They're annoying, they're irritating, and they're pretty scary. And I don't want to scare our baby away, and I just kind of want to get things together for that.
Jim, you collect clown masks? What else do you collect?
They are collector's items. I've had them since my 20s. I also have some nice hot sauce bottles. I have over 150 of those.
150. They're all over the place.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're not open. We're not using them.
Right,
they're just decorative.
Collecting dust type thing.
They're decorative.
I keep them clean, and you know that.
Okay. The clown mask is what I have a problem with. Yeah. I'm okay with the hot sauce bottles. They're not as scary.
Okay.
But the clown mask can be intimidating. We have people that come over. I don't even know how, as a business, he's using that. They're in his office. Every Zoom call he has, they're all in the background. Doesn't look professional. I don't understand why he's so attached to it.
Honey, they're just decorative. My killer clown's from outer space is an exact replica from the 1980s film.
Okay.
It cost me a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's probably worth a lot, though I do not want to sell it. My original Tim Curry It mask actually starts a lot of conversations. People love that miniseries.
Yeah. I bet it does.
People also, I have the new one, too.
Hold on. How many masks do you have hanging?
50 total, but on the wall, I've only got like 10.
Okay, so you mentioned some famous clowns, right? Killer clowns from outer space. All right, that's creepy, but yeah. But it also very scary. But yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, something that would be collectible for some. But I just struggle to find out, like, what are the masks we're collecting beyond that? Like, you know, there's no John Wayne Gacy or whatever. You know what? It doesn't even matter. If it's over your shoulder in a Zoom call, I got to be honest with you. I'm going to be like, what the hell is happening there?
Right?
Like, it's kind of creepy. I mean, just having them in the house. I understand, Tamara. They could be haunted,
Anna. I'm expecting a baby. You know, sometimes I'm a little moody.
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, just walk by and ignore that they're there. Well, how do I ignore that they're there and they're there?
I feel like if you put one over your face, Anna, you might become possessed.
Okay. So the question really becomes is that does Tamara have any say on whether or not Jim gets rid of his collectible terrifying clown mask that he hangs in his office?
That's up for debate. I don't think they're that scary.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court.
Imagine if your husband had over 50 spooky clown masks hanging in his office. And you were pregnant. You were like, you know what? This is going to scare the baby. You got to get rid of these clown masks. And he said, no.
Yeah, it's, Tamara has struggled to figure out what it is about these masks that he loves anyways. And he says he has nearly 50 of them, 10 of which hang on the wall. She questions whether or not it's good judgment on top of it. Not only do they freak her out in the house, but, you know, he does Zoom calls and stuff like that. It's in the background. She's like, how professional does that look? Like, who could understand that? Right? Like, how do you explain that to
people? But imagine you get on a Zoom with somebody for, like, a regular meeting, whatever he does, and you look and you're like, are those scary clown masks?
It would bug me out.
Right.
If I could be honest, it would. It would bug me out.
But Jim doesn't want to get rid of them. He says, I've collected them. Some of them are worth a lot of money. And,
yeah,
like, they're part of who I am. You knew that I love these things. What do you think? Should he get rid of them? Jeff, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. You know, it's his office. You know, you get married. She knew he had it probably when he came in the relationship. So, you know, no harm, no foul. I know the kid's coming, but still his office.
Right.
Can't just give up something he loves, you know?
Who cares if those masks are haunted by demons, right?
I'll be honest. My husband's office, I keep that door closed. I don't know what goes on in there.
You have no idea what's in there.
No clue whatsoever what happens in that room. If your husband had 50 spooky masks, clown masks that he collected, some of which that he displayed in his office that anybody could walk by in your home and see, would you have a problem with that? Because Tamara does.
Yeah, that would be the problem for me. I tell you, Jim has got all these masks, 50 of those. Again, as you said, 10 of them prominently displayed in his home office. And Tamara just can't make sense of it. She's like, he does Zoom calls in there and everything. I don't get it. If I had those masks in a box in my house, Anna, between you and me, I'd want them gone.
Yeah.
I'd feel like they were possessed, but that's just me.
And Tamara wants them gone. The couple's court verdict is powered by Progressive Commercial Insurance. It flexes to fit your business needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Get a quote today in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. So what do you think? Should he have to get rid of these spooky masks, especially now? Because she says tomorrow, I'm pregnant, and I don't want these in the house when the baby comes.
Right.
Yeah, what do you think? Deborah?
I'm on the husband's side. It's his office, and he should have what he wants in his office. It's like a man cave. My son, he has cases of expensive sneakers in his office.
Yeah.
That's his fill. A man always has things.
So
let it
weird.
Be cloud-based. Just right. Keep the door closed. That's all.
Never look in there again. Right.
The only difference is sneakers don't terrify people. But sure.
You know? Right. Esmeralda, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. It's his office. When you have an office, you should be unique in what he likes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And close the door. Let him have his little thing.
What if we were roommates, all right, or if we were partners and I had a vampire in the extra room? In the home office. Would that be the same thing?
It wouldn't bother me.
Okay. Right.
You kept the door closed.
Partner.
Yeah.
Right.
Fine. Perfect.
And let's be honest, he should have his space as a man, you know? And us women, we have our space, so why can't he have his?
Right. Well, I'll tell you right now, if my wife has a vampire in her room, it's going to be an issue for me, but that's just me.
Katie, who's side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I mean, yeah, when you get to collectibles, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, especially if he was collecting them before he was married, he doesn't really have much of a say. I mean, the thing is that those things, yeah, he said one of them was worth a lot of money. Collectibles, that's an investment in its own self,
sure.
Even if they're not exactly the most great looking.
Right. That's what I've been saying about my Beanie Babies for years.
I mean,
and the Princess Diana ones that I have one day are going to basically fund my retirement and my kids' college
funds.
Oh,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Raven says I should just get rid of them, and that makes no sense to
every
me whatsoever.
Expert we've ever spoken to, I mean, in the 10 years that I've known you, has refuted those
I don't know why
thoughts,
that doesn't even make sense to me.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jim, our audience agreed with you. I'm sorry, tomorrow. People just felt like if that was something that was important to him, it's his space, it's his office, close the door and just ignore it.
I totally disagree, but... I don't know. What's it going to do to our child? You know, it's not a good example of being a great parent, having scary masks that could possibly scare your kids away. I just don't.
You're not going to put them on in front of the baby, Jim. All right. We understand each other.
They're not all scary. We'll start with maybe Krusty from The Simpsons.
Also scary if you're an infant. You know, you're a newborn. Very scary. But
we'll do an illustration, not a full mask.
Regardless, somehow you got the votes. Tamara, you might have an issue here. It seems a little bit strange. I would keep that door closed all the time. I would put a lock on the outside of the door. You know, that
so
might
they
be
can't
something.
Escape.
Might
That's
be
right.
something to entertain, right? Like, lock those in there.
I promise I won't wear one in the delivery room.
Good.
All right, honey.
If you have a problem, too, send an email couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash jackpot is $300, and it is Zero to Hero Week, powered by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BETTERHELP.com/AnnaAndRaven. So this week, it's all contestants from the past that did not get a single question right against Raven. Their shot to prove to the world that they actually know something. Athena, do you think you'll get a single question right today?
That's what my goal is. One question and I'm good.
And Athena is named for the goddess of wisdom, if you did not know that.
Oh,
Anna.
That's all right.
Right.
I like that she set the bar very low.
Right.
She's
good
like
luck,
one.
Athena. I mean, you never know. Today could be your day.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Athena, here we go. Door's going to close. Raven's not going to be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you the 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ready?
Ready.
All right, fingers crossed for you today. Number one, happy St. Patrick's Day. Which NBA team has a shamrock logo and wears green, making them a natural favorite on St. Patrick's Day?
Boston Celtics.
Number two, speaking of St. Patrick's Day, which movie does the main character follow a rainbow to find a pot of gold, but instead finds an alternate universe?
Wizard of Oz.
Number three, Ted Lasso will be returning for season 4, and fans are pumped. What is Ted Lasso's signature big treat?
Signature what?
Baked treat.
I don't know.
Number four, Starbucks was ordered to pay $50 million to a delivery driver because a loose lid caused him to get third-degree burns. In which city was the first Starbucks store opened?
Seattle.
And number five, This Is How We Do It by Montel Jordan is a song that's been used the most in movies and TV shows. It's followed by Push It by what group?
Salt and Pepper.
All right. Let me bring Raven back.
What do we
in.
Got? What is that?
Athena got 4 out of 5.
Wow.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Wait a minute. All right. Let's see how I do.
Oh, my gosh. This is great.
Anything could happen.
Anything.
I mean, okay. Here we go.
All right. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Which NBA team has a shamrock logo and wears green, making them a natural favorite on St. Patrick's Day?
The Celtics.
Celtics is correct. Number two, speaking of St. Patrick's Day, which movie does the main character follow a rainbow to find a pot of gold, but instead finds an alternate universe?
I have no idea.
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yes.
Number three, Ted Lasso will be returning for season 4, and fans are pumped. What is Ted Lasso's signature baked treat?
Biscuits, right?
Yep, biscuits is right. Number four, remember, you can't get any more wrong, otherwise Athena is going to be our first zero to hero.
Yeah.
Number four, Starbucks was ordered to pay $50 million to a delivery driver because a loose lid cost him to get a third-degree burn. Do you know where?
It was in the crotch, right?
It was in the crotch.
Yeah.
Like, it's awful.
Yeah.
In which
is
city
that's not
was
the answer?
No. In which city was the first Starbucks store opened?
I'm sorry, Athena. I thought the answer to this question was crotch. Seattle.
Seattle's right.
Yeah.
Comes down to this.
Yeah.
This is how we do it.
Montel Jordan, my hero.
Okay, by Montel Jordan.
Yeah.
Is the song that's been used the most in movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
It's followed by Push It by what group?
Salt and Pepper. Come on.
Salt and Pepper's correct.
Salt and Pepper's here.
Man.
Athena.
Salt and Pepper's here.
What was the name of their DJ?
Salt.
What was the name?
Spinderella.
Spinderella cut it up one time. Athena, you guys tied at 4. So that will get you another Anna and Raven t-shirt. But congratulations.
Okay.
I have to say, you did get some redemption today.
You did great.
I did. I'm good with that. It's Athena, and I still can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $400
Thank
tomorrow,
you.
Anna.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.